he was always having to put on a show, even at home. He was, as it were, an actor who could only play one part, which was Lord Rees. My mother, a nervous person, guests to lunch and the host's seat empty, echoed to Frieda, the head parlourmaid, "Frieda, do you know where Sir John is?" And Frieda sort of hesitated, "My lady, he's in the coal cellar." And at that moment, the side door in the dining room opened, and in came this grotesque figure, covered in coal dust from head to foot, the whites of his eyes showing oddly. He stood and announced how he believed in systems. There should be no muddle anywhere. And that's what he was doing in the coal cellar, and then stomped out. So it was this kind of an oddity that I grew up with. He didn't relate directly to children. He grew up in a manse, and they were a frightfully holy household. Parents endlessly absent on congregational visits. That left, so to speak, the Lord with the job of bringing up the children. And I'm bound to say that the Lord made a rotten job of it. They all fought like cat and dog. And this kind of antagonistic mode was never very far away. I mean, dear man, he didn't know about play. Every now and then he was overcome by a terrible obligation to, quote, play with the children. And I remember one particularly uncomfortable time when it had snowed, and snowballing by father was a most painful business. He was physically very strong, as well as being a great height. So his snowball came like a missile, and I had to rush inside to seek protection.
Did you seek his affection?
He had this uncomfortable habit of saying, "Did I love him?" Being a truthful creature, all I could do was to sort of cough and sneeze and produce neither yes nor no. I mean, really, of all the rotten questions to be asked when you're small, especially when you know you don't.
Did he tell you that he loved you?
No.
But he wanted to hear it from you?
Yes.